We have a lot of snow on the ground these days in New Hampshire, and judging by this week's weather forecast, the snow piles aren't likely to get any smaller in the immediate future. And yet, smaller snow piles is exactly what's happening to David Brooks, who writes the weekly Granite Geek Science column for the Nashua Telegraph and GraniteGeek.org. He joins me now with an explanation of the seemingly inexplicable. Hi there.
How's it going?
Pretty well. Now, we should point out we're talking about snow melting down in a very specific part of your yard.
Yes, this is right over the septic tank.
Okay.
And this will be a phenomenon that I think is familiar to many people who have their own septic field in their yard at this time of year, is that the snow melts on top of it. There is so much heat being generated by this large concrete tank, foot or two underground, that it melts the snow when it gets really low. Right now, actually, I've got so much snow on it that you can't see it. But when we got down to a couple inches a week or two ago, it melted almost completely off.
Now, the conventional wisdom is there's bacteria down in the tank digesting all of the contents, and they're generating heat in the same way that they might in a compost pile. Is that what's going on then?
Well, that's what I've always assumed. And in fact, that's what I wanted my kids to do science project on it when they were still in school back here before they moved and they never actually did it, so I never knew for sure. But I put a blog post about this a week or two ago saying, look at this, the bacteria are generating heat and melting my snow. And I got a response from a friend of mine who is an environmental engineer who said, no, that's actually not necessarily what's happening. And he pointed out that the bacteria inside your septic tank are mostly anaerobic. They do not use oxygen. And therefore, they do not generate much heat compared to aerobic bacteria, the oxygen-breathing bacteria, which are the sort that you have in a compost pile. And that's why you want to turn your compost pile to keep it composting, is so that the oxygen can get to the bacteria. Aerobic bacteria generate a lot of heat, but anaerobic don't generate much, he said. He said what's actually happening is it's the water that I'm sending down the drain from the shower and the sink and the toilet even. That's getting into the tank, and that carries heat with it. And even cold water is warmer than the temperature a foot or two underground, which is generally about 55 degrees and hereabouts. And even our cold water is warmer than 55 degrees usually. So all that heat is being carried into the tank and slowly being released. And he thought that was what was happening. And he even did some back-of-the-envelope calculations, 63 gallons a day, one-third of which is hot water, which is just kind of a guess. And he came up with a conclusion that that carried the same amount of heat into your tank as burning 8/10 of a gallon of fuel oil in a heater, in a furnace. Which, and if you thought about it, if you had a furnace in a tank a foot under your yard and it was burning 8/10 of a gallon of oil, it would generate a reasonable amount of heat, and that might be enough by itself to melt all the snow.
Have you gotten any response from people in the septic tank field posing their own theories?
Yes, I did. A rather alarming response, in fact, from a guy in Wisconsin, which just shows the reach of the internet, who sent me a note saying, another possible explanation is that I haven't had my tank pumped out recently, and it's starting to overflow, and all that warm water is coming out the top, and that's why it's melting the snow. And that would be a very bad thing, because that can destroy your leach field. So I am going to get my tank pumped out just in case.
Oh, so there's much more to come on this front then.
So to speak.
Yes. So to speak. David Brooks writes for the Nashua Telegraph and GraniteGeek.org. Thanks as always.
My pleasure.